just out of town, off the Kaiser Road. I climb in the trails of the Western Spur, where the Black Hills rise in the brambles and brush, arched over with cedar and maple and fir. Though it feels like wilderness here in these woods, I know that I'm still on the edge of the town. Trails from dirt bikes keep crossing my path. Bottles and styrofoam litter the ground. Now in the clearing, a midden is piled. Frames of old stoves and other such things. Coats of enamel yielding to rust, tree branches sprouting through old mattress springs. In nearby dimensions where scientists dig, the key to the mysteries finally revealed. The glyph carved in stone is finally deciphered. The tear in the cosmos at last can be healed. The glyph carved in stone is finally deciphered. The tear in the cosmos is healed. The tear in the cosmos is healed. On the shoulders of teammates, our hero Sean Kemp crosses a field after winning the game. He now kneels solemnly for his beheading, appeasing the gods and thus sealing his fame. Our front yard in those days was a corner. Gathered for softball when dinner was through. The tingling twilight suffused the proceedings while God checked his watch, awaiting his cue. The glyph carved in stone is finally deciphered. The tear in the cosmos is healed. Tear in the cosmos is healed. In the neighborhood woods where we kids used to play, on a dare we pitched rocks at the honeybee's hive. My mother then patiently treated my wounds. If it weren't for that truck, I'd still be alive. Glyph carved in stone is finally deciphered. The tear in the cosmos is healed. The tear in the cosmos is healed.